Hi, I'm Ozzy. Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I believe that stories are powerful, and by sharing, we can grow together. That's why I created the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, to share the unique stories and experiences of African immigrants abroad. Each week, you'll hear topics pertaining to education, healthcare, and career choices, or just pure banter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again this year, 2020. Mm-hmm. Back with the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I really appreciate you guys tuning in again this year. And let you know, we're going to do it bigger and better this year. And today, of course, I have the honorable... People always request you on the podcast, but they have no idea what it takes to get you on here. Like, you guys, I have to book appointments at least one week in advance. Remind every
you
single day.
You tell me the day of.
No.
I'm recording, but I mean that's I'm happy to do it.
Oh wow!
I just need. No, I mean it's just, you know. Anyway, I'm really happy to be here.
Well, now that you guys know what it is, because you know, a lot of people say that they love it when we record together. And if you guys are new to the podcast, you know, I'm Ozzy, of course, and this is my husband, Ade. And on the podcast, we share, like, stories about African immigrants in America, what it takes to live out here, what it takes to settle out here, the challenges, and some of the wins. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it to encourage other African immigrants or immigrants in general.
Immigrants from anywhere, really.
Yeah, because a lot of people can relate to these things. So we're very happy to do this again this year. In a month, it's going to be 2 years since I started, and I've gotten a lot of really great feedback. I'm really excited about just doing this again this year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, welcome aboard, you guys. Today is just really, really chill. We're talking about New Year resolutions. We're talking about 2019, what we've been up to over the holidays. We have a tradition of doing this as the first episode anyway, just talking about what our holidays were like. But let's just talk about our memories from childhood. What's the most distinct thing that you remember growing up in Nigeria about the New Year? What's the tradition?
I'll tell you two ways. As a family, we always would either go out, we'll go to church. I think we discussed this in the last New Year's episode. You know, pray into the new year.
Right.
What's it called? Watch night service?
It's crossing over service.
Crossing over service. Cross
over into the new year.
Right. And we'd do that. A second thing would be, since we're entering a new decade, the last decade was spent was myself and my sister, and we were in Zambia. And I think this was Y2K. When everything was, you know, it was a whole thing about
Y2K.
Oh, we thought
the world was going to end.
Going to end, you know?
Yeah, but the world did not end. And no. 20 years later, we're still here talking about it. But yeah.
Yeah, so is that a decade? No. My bad. Sorry. The last decade was 2010,
yes. Actually, someone asked a really interesting question on Facebook. On Instagram. I saw this on Instagram. Someone said, is this the end of a decade or the beginning of a... is this the end of a decade or the beginning of a decade? This is just
getting very technical.
Yeah. Anyway, whichever it is, welcome to the new year. People are getting very theatrical with this whole numbers thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know how our mother sent us a whole lot of WhatsApp messages? Your mom sent me one a few days ago talking about how to write the dates.
Right.
And how we should write the dates as in full. Don't write, let's say, for instance, 1st of January 2020. Don't write 1/1/20 because someone can
just add the back date.
You know, whenever I get these kind of messages about how to protect yourself, you know, out there, cyberspace, or even, you know, I always feel like they're not talking about people like me, because I don't feel like I'm the kind of person that people would want to tamper with their documents. And you know what I mean? Like, I always think they're referring to, like, CEOs and these people that, you know, their signatures matter. Like, okay, I'll give another example. When I learned how to sign my signature, people were like, make it difficult so that people don't learn how to sign like you. And okay. At first I was just like, oh, I'm just going to sign something that I will remember. Right. That's the most important thing, because a lot of my passwords and everything, I don't remember them. And so for me, it was just paramount that I remembered what I was signing. But since that time, I would say I started signing around maybe 20 years ago, or 20, let's just say even 25 years ago, when I first, you know, formulated my signature.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they told me, you know, was that make this difficult so that forgers cannot decode.
Right, so that no one will be able to forge your signature.
Yeah, and you know, since that time, I've been thinking about who would want to decode my signature. And the older I get, the more I realize that people who are even in positions of power don't necessarily use complex signatures. Like, for instance, where I work, people like the dean or something, when you read their signature, you can tell it's their name.
Right.
But me, that I went to go and do complex, this thing, my signature is like scrambles and you can't even, it's not legible. And I'm at the point where I'm just like, okay, should I change it to something more legible? Because my signature, it doesn't make sense right now. It's just like scrambles because someone advised me to be really complex about it. You know what I mean? But I think, just this is, I'm digressing. I think when you sign, should you have two signatures where one is illegible and one, I don't know. This is just confusing. I'm just saying.
I got to a point where I mistakenly had two signatures because in my two bank accounts I mistakenly used one signature in my account opening. I used another signature for my account opening. So, you know, in Nigeria, and I was like, there was a point where if you had to go to withdraw money, you use a withdrawal slip.
Right.
And then, you know, maybe you sign in one particular way. Then, you know, the teller would look at you like, excuse me, you know, like roll their eyes and say that this signature is not, there's one word that they use, this signature is not compliant or something.
Oh, really? Yeah. I never.
Yeah,
then I didn't even have money to take to back. So I guess that I never really dealt with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just rethinking a lot of things. And one of the, when I signed my name, but it's too late because I have that signature everywhere
2021.
Now. 2021. Yeah.
Well, 2020, can we? That's your new... Your New Year's resolution is to have a new
to
new
demystify
your
demystify
signature.
Your existence, because I don't think there are people out there. I know that, of course, there's cybercrime and all that, but I think that sometimes we create this cloud around ourselves, like people are after you. So you need to have a complex signature and all that. Anyway, but yeah, that's just digressing. I mean, for us, New Year Day is my dad's birthday, so it's all about celebration. We usually have a New Year party where we celebrate and call a close relatives and just have eat rice with non-alcoholic beverage, because, you know, my parents don't drink, don't have alcohol yet. Just really, really chill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time. We usually go around the room talking about our New Year resolutions. We've been doing that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I learned how to just talk about expectations. And it's not just to put yourself on high jump or anything like that. No, it's not. It's just to give you a sense of direction, purpose, right. You know, so that you're not just starting the year just like that.
Right.
You know, you want to have some kind of direction as to what you plan to do for the year. And mm-hmm. that's what we'd usually do. But good stuff, good stuff. Okay, so now that we know that in the year 2000, you know, we're all expecting our computers to stop working and some people are expecting Jesus to come. 2020 now, what is this the year of? You know how, I think last year was the year of the return for most African immigrants going back to Nigeria, Ghana, places like that. People are rediscovering their roots. Okay. I don't know if there is a thing around 2020 yet.
I mean, I'm sure there would be a theme that would kind of build up.
Right.
At least I'm sure we'll be able to see something
right.
in the next coming months.
Mm.
But it's still very new. You know, people are
trying to get a feel for
it. It feels like they're closing shop for, you know, the 2000s and the 2010s.
Right.
And, you know, I guess they're trying to, as always, trying to do something different for this new decade that we're entering.
Right. And I feel like if we had gone to Crossing Over series by now, I would have known what the theme for 2020.
You know, do they do that here? I mean, in non, like, non-African type of churches.
I don't know. I don't think it's a thing, but honestly, I went to a Crossing Over service just to dance.
Maybe,
the Bedusha.
Maybe there is. I actually saw something on that. And that's
unrelated. Yeah. I miss Nigerian churches. I won't lie to you. Because, I don't know. I've not been to any other African type churches. But churches like, I don't want to mention any church or advertise any church. You guys know how to reach me in this 2020. if you need adverts for your whatever. But, I'm just saying, I'm not going to call anybody's church here. yeah, but... I just sometimes I miss that part of the crossing over service I like. When I was younger, I used to go to a lot of midweek services. I didn't miss it because we live close to a church. And I like the testimony time and the prayer request time because I got to know a little bit more about people, what they were going through. It just made it so human. You know, we could connect on that level. Right. But, you know, there are people that were really vague about the things that they wanted. So they would be like, I want God to, there's so many things I'm working on. You know, it's kind of people. So it was always fun. You know, anyway, that being said, but let's talk about how we ushered in the new year. We did a little differently this year.
Right. So the past couple of years, we've been meaning to go out to year or two. Mm-hmm. We're meaning to go to a like a New Year's party.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bell drop or ball drop or whatever type of event.
Bell drop?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do in, or a ball drop. I don't know.
Ball drop.
So Nashville has a music note drop.
Yeah, you guys know this is Music City, right. So they do it differently here.
Everything is all about music. Mm-hmm. So we decided to plan out a trip to, I'm sure we have some pictures up, plan out a trip right. to go to see the Nashville New Year's Eve party.
Right.
Or be part of it. And apparently, I think there were like 200,000 people that showed up.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. A lot of people.
There was a lot of standing.
And I've never been to a concert before. So this
was a full concert.
Like, and it was absolutely free.
Yeah.
So the experience was really good. I definitely think that if we're going to do something like that in the future, I definitely need to go a little bit more prepared because, oh my God, it was so cold. But I could have worn a little more layers. My shoes, I could have worn a little more comfortable shoes because a lot of standing, a lot of dancing, a lot of walking. Mm-hmm. I think in the future, if we're going to do something like that, I definitely will be a little more prepared than I was. But
I think the highlights for yesterday's there were a lot of country acts,
mm-hmm.
more country music than anything. Mm-hmm. I think the key performer was Blake. No,
it wasn't Blake. Let me check. We're new to this whole country music thing, so we are going to have to look up
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
I think he's Australian.
They had people like
Struts. Yeah, I like the Struts. Yeah,
Amanda
like
Struts. Shires, Ashley McBride, Bren Joy, Fisk Jubilee Singers, DJ. Oh, the DJ was good. You know, I'm actually learning like how non-African DJs work. African DJs is all about.
I was actually waiting for them to play, you know, at least play one.
Let me tell you the starter pack for country music. Starter pack. I told you yesterday. Just observing everybody. Black eyeliner. Right? Stories. Country music is deep.
Yeah.
There's a story.
It's very lyric driven.
Yeah.
Heavy on.
There's heartbreak there. There is hardship. There are good times. And there's this classical, I don't send anybody. I'm not changing for nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, there's songs like that. It was really good. Like, I mean, there are times that you're just like, okay, this is it's kind of deep for New Year's Eve. But there are times that they would sing, you know,
upbeat. Yeah.
And yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. It was a lot of country music,
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
To kind of go through. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're not prepared for it.
Well. Right. And I found myself thinking that is Texas the home of country music or is Tennessee the home of country music?
Tennessee.
Really? Yeah. So what do they sing in Texas?
They sing country music as well, but it's...
It's a different type of country music?
No, it's the same.
Yeah.
But this is, again, more Music City. This is where most of the record labels are.
Because when I think of country music, maybe before I came to even the United States, when I think of country music, I think about cowboys and ranches and the cowboy hats and hee-haw kind of thing. And that, for me, is Texas. But anyway, I don't know how that... We don't know too much about country music, but we're learning. Do you have any New Year resolutions?
Oh, Keith Urban's actually married to Nicole Kidman.
Oh, really? You know when he came on, I told you that this guy looks like...
Nicole Kidman was also on stage.
Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I was just like, what is she doing here? But then... I was like, she a musician? Like, I was... Anyway, so many revelations last night. Clearly, we are not that...
Not up to date.
We're not into it. I was just looking at people. I was like, this person looks familiar. I don't know from where. Yeah. Baby, tell me, do you have any New Year resolutions?
My New Year resolution...
Do you have one?
Yes, my one New Year resolution is... For lack of sounding, you know, for it being vague, like I'll put it that way, is to do better or to do more.
That's good.
And it sounds very general. But really, I guess maybe the two top things for me would be time management,
mm-hmm.
and just being more efficient in, you know, my processes.
Right.
Finding ways to get things done faster, get things done more efficiently, and, you know, just managing my time.
Cool stuff. Good stuff. I think those are really good. When people hear or think of New Year resolutions, I think they think about big things. Like big goals.
Oh, and I'm also entering the gym. 2020.
Come on.
Six pack.
That's good, man.
20 pack is loading.
We're here for that. I mean, when I met you, you didn't have any packs. So if you like, add additional packs. I would still love it. I think that sometimes when people think about New Year resolutions, they're thinking about really big things and they want to really impress themselves and outdo themselves. I just want you guys to take it easy. 2020 is like every other year.
I'm sorry if I enter the gym tomorrow, that place is going to be full.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? So January 12th is the day that people officially abandon their meals. So you guys, if you make it past January 12th, then okay, you're good.
I'm in the gym tomorrow, man. Tomorrow morning.
No, I think I'm just going to leave that for you guys. Leave the gym for you guys. But
we'll
what I was...
The gym. We both have to go to the gym.
Okay, that's your new year resolution.
Can this be our joint resolution?
No, we don't have
it has to be a joint resolution.
We wanted
to do that this year and we didn't. So
I have a story for you guys.
No, let's put it on. Let's commit now that we're
on air.
World.
Okay,
we are going to the gym 3 times a week.
Okay, let me tell you. I have a story for you guys. Like, you know how you watch the movies, like girls after that night with their special man, in the morning they wear the man's shirt and they go grab a cup of coffee from the kitchen, mm-hmm. and they strut back to the bedroom looking all sexy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I saw your shirt just lying around. I was like, I haven't done this in a while. So I pick up the shirt and I wore it and I was even feeling like, oh, this fits me. And I walked to you and what did you say? You're like,
I said,
what did you say?
No, because, you know, again,
no,
I
wear... Let's start from here.
Give context.
What did you say?
I said, let's give context.
No, what did you say? You said, don't tear it. That was my wake-up call because I was like, eh?
No,
so it's not at this level.
I wear slim cut shirts.
Okay, what are you trying to say? Like, when you say don't tear it though, what does that mean?
I mean that I wear slim cut shirts.
So I know, that's my wake-up call that, okay, I'll follow you to the gym.
Entering the gym like steady, no time. And the thing is that, you know, when I start, hold on, hear me. Why are you mean? When I start, you know, you start complaining. So
why?
Because I'm like, hey, we gotta do this, and then you now start squeezing face. No, you can't. This year is not about squeezing face anymore. You have to.
We're going way off from this.
It doesn't matter.
Some people are listening to us for the very first time, and they're like, these people are just all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. 2020. Let's end the episode here. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, so okay. About my new resolutions, if someone's gonna let me speak.
Good.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ozi, and I'm the host of this podcast, The Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I moved to the United States as an international student. I got my PhD, and then I self-petitioned for a green card under the employment-based second preference national interest waiver category, or the EB2 NIW category. So I moved directly from an F1 visa to a green card. I applied for a green card during my OPT training as a postdoctoral fellow, and I did not need a sponsor, nor did I employ the services of any lawyers, so I saved thousands of dollars. I've put together an ebook to guide individuals who qualify for the EB2 NIW category to successfully self-petition for their green cards. This ebook contains all the information you're going to need to self-petition for your green card. It contains ready-to-use templates like cover letters, petition letters, recommendation letters, as well as information on all the documents you're going to need to apply for your green card under the EB2 NIW category. To grab a copy of this ebook, visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com/immigration. You can send an email to talesbydrozi@gmail.com. You can also find information about this ebook in the show notes of this episode.
Hey, so okay, about my new resolutions, if someone's gonna let me speak,
go ahead.
And I created a whole blog post. I'm actually doing a giveaway. If you're just listening for the first time, you probably missed out on this one. But on my website, Tales of an African Princess in America, that's my website. I usually have some giveaways from time to time. And last week, I think, I wrote a blog post about my New Year resolutions. There are just three New Year resolutions that I have. The very first is to eat right. You know, no more junk food, enough of all that stuff. The second is to exercise. And the third, of course, is to know my numbers. So you need to know, be on top of your blood pressure, know your sugar level. You don't want anything to creep up on you. You want to do your routine yearly physicals. You want to be on top of those numbers. So yeah, definitely, I think incorporating exercise, of course, is going to be a good one. Just to make sure that we're, in order to achieve these other big goals that we have to stay healthy. And we have to do the best that we can. And so that's of course my plan for the new year. Do you have any major wins last year? Do you have anything that you feel like that was a win for you?
So I worked on a couple of projects, video projects, with Apple, which Apple and Cisco.
Yeah. How about the company? Remember the company that you did?
Morgan & Morgan.
Morgan & Morgan. Yeah, so, that was good.
We did that too. Mm-hmm. And try to put together a reel of all my work that I did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, yeah, those are, you know, it was interesting to kind of get to work with some more top clients,
right?
And hope to, you know, take that into the new year.
You're forgetting something. 2019 was the year we got our green card, baby.
Right. Yeah.
What are we doing? There is a video, you guys. There's a video of when we opened up the letters and saw that that was our green card in the mail. Ade's sister was here. What I'm trying to tell them now is that I have that video. Any day that you dare me, that video is going live. So just so you know that I have something on you. So he's here doing like, oh yeah, we got our green card. Like, it's not a big
deal. No,
there's a video I have of you. You need to see what he did when he got his own green card. So that is there. Yeah, but we're really excited. That's something that we worked on for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy that we were able to get our green cards. There's a lot of story. There's a backstory to it, of course. We didn't need lawyers. We didn't need sponsors. Right. I was a postdoctoral fellow, you know, doing research. And I was able to apply for my green card. And I wrote a free ebook about that, guys. So if you know anyone that would benefit from this, you know, go ahead and check that out. I have a YouTube page as well where I give out free information about the process. Just check me out on YouTube. It's African Princess in America. You know, I go through all the steps just to help people out there, because when I was applying, I felt like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know, there was no template or anything like that. And I put together a template and it's free, you guys. So check me out on YouTube, African Princess in America. I'll be talking about all the steps to applying. So hopefully you can also be on the way to get your own green card this 2020, right? Check out my website. It's Tales of an African Princess in America. There's also an immigration tab there where I talk about steps to get your green card, as well as, you know, a link to offer you that free ebook. So check that out, guys. All right, baby. Yeah, so for the podcast, like, what should you guys expect in 2020 from this podcast? I know that a lot of you have been here from day one. There's some people that have been here, like, from the very first day that I released the very first episode. And thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you can testify to the fact that our episodes have improved, you know. Our episodes have improved. Our sound has gotten better. We've gotten really, really amazing guests on the show. We've gotten even ads and sponsors and things like that. I'm able to do giveaways now. When we started, that was not a thing. I did a couple of giveaways when we started, but I think I actually funded those. But, you know, the giveaways that I do right now, I don't actually fund them. You know, we have sponsors that do that. So bigger and better things in 2020, of course. This year, you're going to hear a lot more content, original, authentic content. I'm going to have a lot more people talking about their own personal journeys, because I think that sharing your story is one of the beautiful ways that other people can learn. And that's what I try to do. That's what, you know, I encourage other people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about sharing your stories, my last episode on the podcast last year was about my sister. I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me. I appreciate the support. It was like, that was my best episode since I started the podcast, period.
It was very, very well appreciated.
Yeah, Thank you. I appreciate that. I did all that. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be in control of everything about that episode. I'm just grateful that I was able to do it. It was really difficult for me, but eventually I put it out there, and I'm very happy with the feedback. I'm very happy that I have successfully told my sister's story in the way that I want to. Of course, I wrote a book, you know, about her, but I'm not quite ready to release that as well. Maybe 2020 I will. It's a really good book. I feel like my family, they're right now just reading and rereading it, and they're enjoying it. But one day I really hope to share that with the world as well. I know a lot of you have asked me about the book. Just give me some time. Of course, I'll be willing to share the book with you, but it's just one of those things that once you release it, it's out there, you know, and I just want to make sure I do it right. All right, baby. So we're doing more vlogs on our YouTube channel. We're going to be doing more of that in 2020. I know a lot of you have requested seeing a little bit more of my face on YouTube, and of course Ade, if I'm able to bring him on there. He squeezed his face right now. He's like, YouTube, no please. So we're gonna do a lot more vlogs. We're gonna have more professionals come and talk about things that you guys are reaching out to me that you want to hear about. And actually, I'm in talks with a whole lot of people for those topics that you've reached out to me about. We're gonna have that. We're going to have bigger and better giveaways. I'm working on a few things, and I'm not the kind of person that likes to talk about my plans really, because I feel like action, you know. But I just want you guys to know that this year on the podcast is going to be the year of what?
Year of
blowing. Going to expand.
Mm-hmm.
Enlarging coasts. Yeah. I'm gonna be a billionaire, man. Wish I could play Tenny on the podcast, but I don't know anything about those using other people's music. And before my ad people would be like, we cannot pay you for this episode because we are hearing some copyright infringement. Mm-mm. All right. So happy new year to you guys. Shout out to you. Well, when we were kids in Nigeria, you know, Christmas, they'll be like, I want to say happy new year request to my mother.
My name is.
So do you have someone that you want to shout out to on the podcast?
My family, really.
Are you actually having ice cream right now?
Yeah.
Like for real?
I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow.
Oh, so I just wanted to call that out, you guys, on the podcast. Right now, it's 7:15.
Now it's time for enjoyment.
You know how he was telling me earlier that, okay, so I just want these guys to know that right now he's having ice cream, a whole cup of ice cream.
It's like a whole cup.
Someone that is wanting to change his lifestyle in 2020. We're watching you.
Absolutely, mom.
Okay.
Anyway, so as I was saying, my parents, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just family, you know, and of course the people that listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. So I want to say a big shout out to, I actually have a list, you guys. I have a long list of people I want to say. Just, you know, some people are just like, okay, let's I'm tuning out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to shout out to Mo, Morsi from the Morsi Book podcast. I really want to say thank you. She did leave me a voice message after my last podcast episode. I want to say thank you to Loretta, my friend, for reaching out to me. Thank you to your sister Bimpe, for reaching out as well. So many people actually reached out and made me feel really good and loved, and I appreciate every single one of you. And also to Purity, thank you Purity from China, my Nigerian sister in China. Thank you so much for your love and your support. I haven't met her before, but just through the podcast, I've gotten so much love from her. And I saw someone left me and that's going to be my highlight for the week. Someone left me a review on Apple Podcasts. You guys know that you can go on Apple Podcasts and review this podcast. The podcast is called The Tales of an African Princess in America. You can look that up on, you know, wherever you get your podcast from, and you can leave reviews on there. So someone left me a review that I'm actually going to read out loud if I can find it right now, actually. So I just want to say a big shout out to the person who left the last review on the podcast, Wamomi. And I'm guessing, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but basically what she said or he said was a relatable and inspiring podcast with lots of wisdom. Looking for nuggets of wisdom spanning across various topics, Tapa Podcast is the answer. Dr. Ozzy's wealth of knowledge is refreshing, to say the least. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Wamomi. Well, I really appreciate you. Reviews actually keep me pumped. Like, you know how you put gas in your car? Reviews actually are the gas in my tank, basically. Mm. Like, sometimes I'm really tired, I'm exhausted from work, I have housework to do, I have, you know, all these projects, and I'm like, okay, I don't have the energy for the podcast, I don't even know if anyone is listening. And I come on here and I look at the reviews and I'm just like, this is great. And so I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Wamomi, for leaving me this amazing review. And if you guys love what you're listening to and you want to hear more from us, please leave us a review as well. All right, so we've come to the end of today's episode. We are coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're about to announce the winners. We have 4 winners of our last giveaway. You guys know that Christmas, I give away a ring light to help a lucky winner with their YouTubing or whatever it is that you guys use your ring lights for. I personally use mine for my Instagram live sessions. But I'm actually giving away 4 gifts to 4 lucky winners to help them with their New Year resolutions, right? My New Year resolutions are to stay healthy, eat well, exercise. And I have 4 gifts that will help our listeners actually do better. So the very first winner is
Incy.
So the criteria for the giveaway was, tell me why you want to use this, what you're going to use this gift for. And I have 4 gifts here. I have all of them are actually Bluetooth activated, so you can pair them with your favorite app on your phone, your health app or your Fitbit or your Apple Watch, whatever it is. And NC says that she would love to have the digital scale actually gives you good information about the nutritional facts in your food. You can actually control your portions that way, and everything is courtesy of Greater Goods. And so our very first winner is NC. So NC, reach out to me on Instagram, send me your address and we'll have that gift to you as soon as possible. And the next person who's going to get a gift is Dammy. Congratulations, Dammy. The next winner of our giveaway is
Anya. I'm sorry,
I have an evil name. How do you know the person is evil? We're coming back, you guys. It's something I want to tell you about Anya, but I'll tell you guys in a minute. So Izanya is another winner. Congratulations to you. Please send me your address and I'll be very happy to send you this gift. And the last but not the least winner is
Bimpei.
Thank you so much for participating in the giveaway, and I just want to say thank you. So Ade kind of told a joke about Igbo, and what were you saying? That our user's name is Igbo, you
gotta pronounce it. No.
So let me tell you guys what Ade said over the holidays. So we're driving home and I was telling Ade that we grew up in Lagos, and I was like, you know how Christmas time there's no traffic in Lagos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Ade is like, it's because the Igbos have gone to the east.
Hey, that's not gonna start a kini war.
He said that because the Igbos have gone to the east. Huh? So I was saying that, so what do you think is that the people that are causing traffic in Lagos are the Igbos? I told my mother the thing.
Not part of this.
I told her that I didn't say that it's the Igbos that are causing. You know what my mother said? I said, I'm here now.
now that I have that confirmation.
Anyway, so if you guys don't know, I'm Igbo, Ade is Yoruba. So together we are.
We're Nigeria, Wazobia.
Together we are Nigeria. We are Wazobia. So congratulations to all our winners. Remember that we have on YouTube, our YouTube channel is up. YouTube series is going on right now on immigration, how to get your green card. I really want you guys to do it the right way this new year. No marrying of your cousin, sister, brother. Do it the right way, because that's the only way that you can get peace of mind, really. You don't want to go and enter something that every day when someone knock at your door, you hide first. You know, when you hear boom, boom, boom. when they say, gunshot. you want to do things that will give you peace of mind. You don't want, if there's a knock on your door, though you're first hiding, thinking that, hey, have they come for me? No. Do things the right way. Plan and execute. Make sure that 2020 is the year that you're laying foundations for the things that you really want. Don't pressure yourself into big, big dreams and goals. For every big dream, it takes tiny little steps to attain that goal. So even if you want to say, okay, I'm going to be the president of America in 2020, that's great. What are you doing to get to that position? How are you going to achieve those goals? That's what you should be putting your mind to. Not to say that you cannot be the president, but be realistic about your goals. Make actionable goals. So if you cannot be the president of America, can you be the president of your village? Can you be the president of your own country? Stuff like that. What are the steps that you can take towards getting that goal achieved. All right. So I want you guys to have an amazing rest of the week. We're going to be back next week talking about another interesting topic. Go ahead and let us know what some of your New Year resolutions are. Like, what are you guys planning to do 2020? What does 2020 signify for you? For a lot of us, we're in our 30s now, and when you're talking about decade, I'm no longer, you know, when I was 16, I was talking about decade, I'm just like, yes, we're going to our 20s. But now when you talk about decade, I'm just like, man, in the last 10 years, it'd be our 40s, you know? So, yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And thank you, Ade, for coming on this show. We're definitely going to have more of you. That's definitely something, one of my New Year resolutions, is to have more of you on the podcast. And so that's something that I'm working on, just to grab you whenever you're free. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Cool.
All right. Top one, cool. All right. Have a great rest of the week, guys, and talk to you on the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Hey listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide, or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.